Mining executives have described the current downturn in their industry as one of the most severe that Australia has experienced, and they're predicting a turnaround is unlikely for at least another 3 to 5 years. 8,000 jobs have been lost so far, and mining companies are warning that the days of big money for unskilled work are fast coming to an end, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
The challenges facing the resource sector beyond the boom was the topic of a discussion involving mining industry executives at an Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce event in Brisbane yesterday. They all agreed the current downturn is one of the most severe in Australia's history. Queensland Resources Council Chief Executive Michael Roach says there's not going to be a quick recovery.
Unfortunately not. I think this is probably one of the most severe corrections in coal supply demand that we've seen for a long, long time, going back to perhaps the 1990s. I think when you look at the investment behaviour of the majors, they're probably out of the market for the next 3 to 5 years. I think the new coal projects, for example, if there are some, will come from startups and from groups like the Galilee Basin investors or perhaps Chinese. So they don't want you to go away thinking that this is not a severe situation that we're adjusting to.
The downturn's been blamed on an oversupply of coal. But Michael Roach says there's reason for optimism because global demand for coal is still growing.
We are in an oversupplied market. That oversupply will work its way through because there is demand growth. In India, last year, coal-fired power grew by 8.4%. Coal-fired power now accounts for 75% of all generation capacity. And forecasts that I've seen for thermal coal imports for India is 160 million, and that's up 25 million in just 1 year. Everyone wants to say that it's the end of China as we know it. China's thermal coal import demand grew over 5% last year.
Construction giant Thiess turns over about $1.8 billion in its mining business. The company's general manager of mining is Douglas Thompson. He says Australia is now contending with a highly competitive global market, and that's going to slow down the local industry's recovery.
In the world, there's about 8 billion tonnes, roughly 8 billion tonnes of coal that gets mined. 50% of that gets mined by China, and we add about 5% into the market. And what we've seen over the last 10 to 15 years is how the supply and demand chains have moved. So you're seeing coal coming out of South America that's safe, highly productive coal that's moving up into Europe and displacing suppliers into that market that are now starting to ship their coal around to our regions. And where we had an advantage in the past of geographical location, we're starting to lose that footing because people are finding innovative ways to move coal productively around the world. We're seeing China actually ship coal around its own ports at the moment. So the supply-demand curve is there and the fundamentals are healthy, but it's going to be one of the longer return downturns in the market.
The Queensland Resources Council puts the number of jobs lost in the coal industry due to the downturn at more than 8,000. Michael Roach says coal seam gas LNG activity is propping up the state's mining industry.
In Queensland overall, judging by the Australian Bureau of Statistics numbers, and the most recent ones are for November, overall mining and resources employment in Queensland actually rose slightly over the 12 months to November last year. And that's the phenomenon of the gas sector continuing to grow while the coal sector's been cutting back. And I think we'll see more of that in the year ahead.
Most of those jobs are related to construction for the LNG projects, but that's expected to start winding back next year. For those working in the coal industry, Michael Roach warns that mining companies will be looking to rein in labour costs.
So you've seen the action on numbers. Will we see something on pay rates? I think we do pay some extraordinary amounts of money for people to drive big trucks. So some sort of step change in costs for what are essentially unskilled roles at mine sites, that probably has to come. It's going to be interesting to watch the enterprise bargaining rounds that come up in the next little while. They will occur under the existing industrial relations framework, so it will be interesting to see whether or not the workforce has sort of got the message about the predicament that the industry is in.
Douglas Thompson from Thiess says productivity in the Australian mining industry is a major challenge.
We benchmark a lot of our productivity against Canada, and if you go back nearly a decade and you put us all at the 100% mark, you can see the Canadian workforce climbed up and they got about 10% over a 3-year period improvement, and they've dropped back, but they're still above where they were 10 years ago. We have dropped off, and to meet the market need, you know, we were driving lots of green-skinned people into our business. We're promoting young people into senior decision-making positions because of the boom that we're seeing within the country. But our productivity as a consequence has dropped right off.
It's not only the wages bill mining companies are looking to slash. Michael Roach says there's a broader cost-cutting drive underway.
The cost of producing, say, a tonne of coal doubled between 2006 and 2012. That simply wasn't sustainable. So all miners are stripping costs out of their operations where they can. BHP, for example, in their results the other day, let it be known that they'd stripped 25% out of their mine site costs over the last year. All miners are doing this. It's continuing. You shouldn't expect that the process of cost reviews and cost reductions has come to an end. It hasn't.
The effects of the mining downturn are also being felt in many regional communities. While there's an upside with more affordable housing and council services no longer under pressure, Michael Roach says some towns and cities have taken a big economic hit. He cites Mackay in central Queensland, which has lost $1 billion from its economy.
There's no doubt that some of these communities in central Queensland are feeling the pain of the cutbacks, communities such as Dysart, for example. Even back in Mackay, the city of Mackay, the numbers that our chief economist pulls out of our companies each year, the best part of $1 billion was pulled out of Mackay in terms of spending reductions over the 12-13 compared to 11-12. That can only come with a lot of pain to a lot of businesses and a lot of people. So that is the reality. It's the human reality.
Michael Roach is the Chief Executive of the Queensland Resources Council, ending that report by Cathy Van Extel.